Bedford approached perfection. Angie checked the dashboard clock. It was a bit before 10:30 on that final Sunday morning, with no people on the streets and, other than her own, no moving vehicles. All things considered, an unusually pretty August day. Progressing eastward down deserted Mill Street, the subdued purr of the Astra's engine seemed almost embarrassing against an otherwise uninterrupted silence, like some noisy child she had unwisely taken to a funeral. She made a right turn into Castle Road before she reached the looming church spire of St. Cuthbert's, indicating only out of habit. There was nobody behind her. Sun rays fell in columns, beautifully dappling the pavements and parked cars outside the John Bunyan Museum as she passed it on her right, the mottled light resulting from that last day's atmospheric circumstances. Angie's weather app, for once, had been entirely accurate. The heavens shall be made a sea of glass, like unto crystal, wherein seven candlesticks shall be displayed. Essaying a smooth curve into the Castle Road's main stretch, she only counted four of these, baroque, floating immensities that made the stomach flip to look at them, but had no doubt the other three were lost from view, somewhere behind the tall trees rising at this end of Newnham Road. She made an effort to ignore the sky, just as she did her best to screen out all the other troubling elements of that eventful weekend.